Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What do you think of the moves your Cavs made?
I've been saying this since the day they traded for him. They messed up. I don't think they've got any worse of a chance to win the East than they did yesterday. I'm not going to panic on them. I might go, you know what? They saw that it wasn't working. They're trying something new. I kind of applaud it.
If you're thinking you're not going to have LeBron next year, hitting the reset button now and trying to win it one more time, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to do it with that group. There was no question. Fun to see them actually do something.
If you polled the people, J.J. Watt is probably the biggest sports star Houston's ever had.
Oh, I agree.
People get mad if you say, I don't know if he's ever going to be the same player. I don't know if he's going to come
How
back.
How can you say that?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to come back and continue to be the greatest defensive force in the history of mankind. The dude's had, like, his back and his elbow and everything else replaced.
Leg snapped.
He's a broken man.
He's RoboCop now.
It's like, that's J.J. Watt.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L, at P-A-R-J-9-4 for Jose. Dude, if you're going to do this, you've got to upgrade a little bit here.
Like, I know.
Jose the producer, or, you know, something like that. Producer Jose, sports map wrestling genius Jose, something like that. You know, you need to kind of, you know, up your game a little bit from par J94. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of interesting stuff. And we talked a little sports. We talked a little stuff. Just finished off some college basketball with Brad Powers. We welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. You guys, of course, can catch all of that on Podcast Arena if you missed it.
You know, someone asked me, what are my actual plays from tonight? And I gave them at the beginning of the show. I'm on UL Lafayette -1. I'm on Duke +2 and USC +4 are my actual plays tonight.
A lot of people ask, why don't you put them on Twitter anymore? You've talked about that. I'm the same thing with the hockey stuff. I just give it out on air. I want you to listen to the show. It's not, and really any plays I have now, I talk about on air. I don't put them on
Twitter.
Yeah,
it's easier for me. I mean, it's easier for me than dealing with people who are trolls and not probably betting $10
or not betting at all, and just
want to be like in your face. You're wrong.
Yeah, I love those guys,
but. Yeah, I'm fully expecting some regression. In fact, I told Fred, I said I wrote down my to date record and circled the date, so we'll know in 2 weeks where I'm at, because this is a pretty ridiculous milestone that I hit last night, and I don't expect to stay there forever by any means.
All right, I have some giveaways for you. Three of them this hour. We'll start with this one first. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for live races on Saturday night. You can enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section this Saturday, February the 10th from 6 until 8. It's also a free t-shirt night, so the first 2,500 fans will win a free t-shirt. You get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. If you don't win the tickets, you're still welcome to come hang out with us in our section. We welcome the Blitzers. It'll be a lot of fun. So, let's do caller 25.
Apologize to Gary here, who says even though it's spelled A-L-B-A-N-Y, it's pronounced Albany. So, if I said Albany, I'm sorry.
Did you say Albany? I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know what that town's called. I don't care
about
that town.
No, I do. I've actually been to Albany, so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's upstate New York.
I'm hoping Vermont wrecks them tonight anyway.
Okay.
Just so I can feel like I was right. Mac Daddy says apparently IT already causing issues in LA, saying he wants to start or get a buyout. I'm telling you guys, this Isaiah Thomas, whoever convinced anyone that this was like an MVP caliber guy,
he basically had one spectacular season. He's a better Jeremy Lin.
Let me tell you, and I'm going to put it in the simplest terms, what Isaiah Thomas is. And even if you like the guy, I want you to tell me which one of these things you can argue against. He is an undersized, poor defensive ball hog. And even if you like him, tell me which one of those things I'm wrong about. And just for my taste, that's not the kind of player I'm into. If you're an undersized ball hog who sucks on defense, you ain't making my list of favorite players. I don't know where this – I mean, I guess he had a good season last year. He put up a lot of points last year. But where it just became gospel that Isaiah Thomas is a good basketball player is beyond me. I don't get it.
I think he was in a real good system last year that took advantage of what he did well.
He's playing for probably – well
– and playing for contrary.
Playing maybe with the best coach in the league. Hmm. One of the best coaches for sure.
We haven't talked about Jimmy Garoppolo getting paid yet.
No, we haven't. Listen, we knew that Jimmy was going to get some dough. That's not a surprise to anybody. I think the numbers, 5 years, $137.5 million. I guess it's a little bit alarming, isn't it? And this is the first time we've seen a guy with this small of a sample size
get this big of a
just
deal.
Just get the moon.
Yeah.
And I tend to believe in Jimmy Garoppolo. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Especially as long as Kyle Shanahan's there.
Yeah, but man, they had to go out on a limb to get him, didn't they?
Yeah, and
the highest paid player in the league has 7 starts in his NFL career.
Ooh. That's a you got to be sure. And I guess they're sure, but I still think it's a really – it's a big move to make, but he was going to get that from somebody after what he did. If they just said, okay, hit free agency, somebody was going to pay him that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's looking for that guy, and it looks like he might be that guy. And, you know, who knows? To me, and it's the same thing to say about Deshaun Watson only having 6 games. We haven't seen the league adjust to him yet, and then they have to adjust to the league. And I think that's the next move for him. And then that's when you find out whether a guy can really play or not. So once they get enough film on you, they can start taking away the things you like to do. And then you have to adjust to that. And that's what we haven't seen out of Garoppolo yet. But I think he's going to be really good. He seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got a damn good coach. And I think he'll I think he'll pay off on the money. But and it's 5 years, which means realistically it's 3 years that you're married to this guy now.
Yeah.
So.
But, hey.
It's going right.
Again, I tend to believe in him. And the other thing is you knew when they traded for him that he was going to get paid.
Yeah.
Like that was – they weren't going for a rental. I mean, they were at the time like the second worst team in the league. So they were – they knew that this was a future thing. But, man, that's a bold investment. And I like Kyle Shanahan. I want him to win. So I hope this works out for them. But it does, because I've said this before, the Niners are one of the least talented teams in the NFL. So they're going to have to draft really well, because, you know, a lot of the times when teams come out and surprise you is when they've got a quarterback. Seattle's a great example of this. That you find a quarterback on the cheap, and you can just pile talent around him. In Seattle's case, they just piled talent on that defensive side of the ball because they were paying a quarterback so little. Now that Russell Wilson got paid, it's hard to stockpile as much talent at other positions, and you see that team sort of eroding a little bit. San Francisco, they never got a chance to build around a cheap quarterback, because as soon as they get this guy, he ain't cheap.
Right.
And they're going to have to win the old-fashioned way. You ain't sneaking up on anybody like that.
But they've got some high picks here.
They do.
And if they draft really well and put some more talent around them, I think that we had said 2 years before they make the jump, they might be able to be a playoff contender next year if they can get the right pieces around him.
They'd have to have a really good draft.
Yeah.
And that's a tough division.
And you know, maybe add something in free agency, which I don't know how much room they're going to have after paying him this.
But, well, I guess they'll still have plenty of – I don't know their cap situation, but I'm guessing they've still got plenty of room, because they weren't really paying anybody.
I can answer that question for you, as a matter of fact. They before the deal, they had $113 million in cap space.
Okay, so they still have a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, they're in real good shape. So
yeah, they had the most 49ers projected to have the most 2018 caps or salary cap space. That's before the deal. They still got room.
Yeah, they can still add five players if they want. All right. Guys, want to go win $3,000 tonight?
I could use that.
I know you could. How about you head over to Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond. And Palace is an apt name because this place is amazing. I love it over there. Looking forward to getting over and playing a couple of these tournaments next week. $80 buy-in with a $20 seat fee. And they have such good tournaments over there. It starts at 6:30, but you can buy until 7:45. And the cool thing is you're also gaining points when you play in the Hold'em tournaments to get a chance to go to Vegas. They're going to fly 10 players to Las Vegas in a private jet to play in the World Series of Poker. And you pick up points by playing in these. You're going to get a chance between now and June 10th to get points. And the top 30 are going to play for those 10 spots. And, man, you got 13 tables over there now. They've got food. They got great security, great people running it. Man, if you have not been to Lions, you're totally missing out.
You absolutely are. And they've got the televisions all over the place. You want to watch the games tonight while you're playing. They got you covered. Tables everywhere. Follow them on Facebook for all the information on their tournaments and events, or just go by and see it for yourself. Like Fred said, it is a palace. You're going to be blown away when you see this place. You're not going to want to play anywhere else. 6134 Richmond Avenue. It's Lions Poker Palace. You mentioned that you heard about them here. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. Great deal. Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, check it out. Brand new technology to drive your lady wild for Valentine's Day. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts, the scientist of soft at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. These are the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. I want you to, in the theater of your mind, picture the softest touch in the world, the softest thing you can think of. These are softer. They are addictively soft. Go check them out for yourself, pajamagram.com. Pick up the blissful comfort that you know she deserves for her for Valentine's Day. This is next level stuff, guys. They are relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch. It's going to make her happy, which is in turn going to make you happy. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Valentine's Day deliveries guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Got another giveaway for you. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me with a complimentary buffet and sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston this Saturday, February 10th from 6 until 8. It's free t-shirt night. First 2,500 fans will win a free shirt. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Let's do caller 12, 713-780-3776. We had a lot better food last time, too. We had some sliders that were really good.
Yeah.
So just looking at the cap numbers for the 49ers, Pierre Garçon is your biggest cap hit at $9.2 million. Then Jimmy Ward, $8.5. You could cut him and save all that money. There'd be no dead money on
now.
Joe Staley, 7.6. That's a bargain for a pretty good lefty.
For real.
Yeah. Solomon Thomas, 6.3.
We were looking through like some of the top available, you know, players out there in free agency. And there's a couple guys some guys that I'd like to see, you know, if the 49ers went after Ziggy Ansah, you know, added that defense a little bit, I think that'd be awesome. But we were looking at, I said, man, they got to get Garoppolo a number one receiver. I think they're going to have to do it through the draft. The only guy I think available as a free agent this year that's a number one receiver is Allen Robinson, and he's coming off a torn ACL, and I don't think the Jags are going to let him walk. So beyond that, the next best guy is Jarvis Landry. And I don't think of Jarvis Landry as a number one. I think Jarvis Landry is a nice number two. He catches a lot of footballs, but he can't go down the field. Like, if you want your number one guy to be able to break open a game, right?
Yeah,
theoretically. That ain't Jarvis Landry. And then the list goes on. Sammy Watkins is like, he's like Isaiah Thomas. He's got everyone fooled. Except Isaiah Thomas actually had a good year. Like, Sammy Watkins has done nothing in the NFL, and people still are like, oh, yeah, that guy's got it. I don't get it. There's a reason why Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp got all the looks in L.A. last year. Sammy Watkins is just a guy. Marquise Lee's a nice player, not a number one. I'd like to have him, but I don't think he's a number one. Same with Jordan Matthews, Terrell Pryor. I mean, they're good players, but they do have a high draft pick. And if you think that, I know you like Courtland Sutton a lot. If you think that that's a number one guy, well, you probably have your choice of him.
I think he's a potential number one. You never really know.
Receivers are tough, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that have come out where you've gone, oh yeah, that guy's he's going to be a number one guy, and he never is. But I think he's going to be a very good NFL player.
I don't know if there's any, I don't know if there's any other wide receivers that are even in the discussion there with a top 10 pick. It's not the best year for wide receivers for sure. A lot of people like James Washington. I think James Washington's good. This is probably better stuff for Lance to talk about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
We'll ask him about receivers on Monday.
Okay, good idea, Fred.
We'll try to remember that. All right. Want to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day?
Sure.
That's your cue to play the song, Jose.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, I found this headline interesting based on what we were talking about earlier on the show and yesterday. Headline says it all. Masturbating causes 100 deaths every year.
What?
Yes. Not something you would think of as high risk, right?
Oh, boy.
So, apparently the most common reason...
Does this make you think of me as a rebel? An outlaw? Lived dangerously?
No. Because you think about how many people are actually doing this. It says the most common reason for such deaths was found to be people deliberately depriving themselves of oxygen in order to achieve a euphoric orgasm, a practice known as autoerotic asphyxiation. Isn't that what killed David Carradine?
David Carradine.
Yeah. However, other reports...
I'm just into regular orgasms where I can breathe.
Yeah, I kind of want to breathe.
That's my favorite kind.
One man was found dead after attempting to melt cheese onto his upper body. Another.
What is wrong with people?
Well, here's another one. Another one clamped Christmas tree lights to his own nipples. And frankly, I think these people probably were not missing anything, right?
R.I.P. to anyone who out there who's died of masturbating death.
Being unconscious is faster than people think. If, for example, both carotid arteries are squeezed, it takes a maximum of 30 seconds. So a physician warning you about these things. He's personally encountered five cases of autoerotic deaths in his career.
Man.
So.
It's dangerous living, man. Dangerous living, Jose.
Here's another one.
You into that?
Not at all, no.
You're into regular, old-fashioned?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Porn star and sexual health guru Harriet Sugarcookie.
Oh, I follow her blog.
Talked about a feature. She was interviewed for a feature about masturbating with vacuum cleaners, which apparently is also common. Many teenagers resort to messing around with a vacuum cleaner because they don't have access to anything else besides their hands. Okay, what's wrong with hands?
Yeah, let's go old fashioned here, guys. Mm-hmm.
She says, when you've just gone through puberty and your hormones are running wild, you just want to have sex with anything. And add that to the fact sex toys are largely inaccessible to teenagers, and voila. So maybe you should have donated that
thing.
If you're
a dude and you need a sex toy, like, yeah. you're doing things wrong. It's simple, man. It doesn't get much simpler than that.
Right. Well, don't try to choke yourself out. Don't use a vacuum cleaner. Don't pour melted cheese on yourself.
Don't put Christmas lights on
and
your nipples.
Don't put Christmas lights on your nipples.
Okay.
That's your public service announcement for today.
Safety first.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. the Manoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, trying to, I just got a thing. I'm trying that Saturday that I'm in Chicago. The Blackhawks are playing the Capitals, so I was trying to get tickets.
Yeah.
And I still can't get them for under $100. So I don't know if that's happening. Dude, are you looking at the clock? You're way early with that. Oh.
I forgot what?
I guess you forgot to do one. I know, but...
No, you told me I did something else instead. But we're not... Are we going to break at 6:25?
No, we're supposed
6:36?
To... 6:27, actually, is when we're supposed to do it, but...
Listen,
I'm just not trying to have you stack your reads. That's why I was asking you to do it now.
Okay. Fred, you want me to do this read right now? Are you ready for break?
Well, I guess we're taking a break.
Okay. We'll be back on strike two, right?
Yeah. I
that's like a swing and a miss.
That's a bad one there.
Two minutes early.
That's like somebody throwing a really fat, slow fastball right down the middle of the plate and you just swinging through it and falling on your butt and your head sticking up in the air.
Maybe Jose has low testosterone. I'd guess that's the case. I would guess he's not fertile. I would guess that he's half of a man, honestly. And I guess I'll tell him where to go take care of it. It's Man Centers. The other guy, like Jose, is probably going to go try to get testosterone injections. That's bad news, though. You know what that does? It can damage your fertility, Jose. It can cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. You think Jose can afford any shrinkage? No. He's holding on to what he's got for dear life. Guys, you don't need these injections. You're going to feel that crash eventually. And Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. They've got three locations, Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. They're still doing that free male general wellness checkup. The doctors at Man Centers are trying to make it easy for you. That's $150 value. Schedule that checkup today. Give them a call, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com. They're now booking appointments on Saturdays. This is a big deal. No more excuses. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so make sure you call today or book your appointments online. It's mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives and helping Jose avoid shrinkage.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
It's amazing. I'm the reason.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One more giveaway of the Sam Houston Race Park tickets for Saturday. Make sure you're available to come out. You get a complimentary buffet, so free food. You sit in the special ESPN section. You get a free program. You get tips. And this Saturday, February 10th, from 6 until 8, and it's free T-shirt night. The first 2,500 fans will win a free shirt.
Nice.
Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. We'll take caller number 10. We'll see you Saturday night. Dial well. Somebody sent me this story, and I went and researched it because it looked fake, but apparently it's a real story. Woman says she flushed emotional support hamster down toilet after airline refused to let her fly.
Haven't we all been there?
What, with our support hamster?
Yeah. Haven't we all had to make that tough decision?
No.
No? Just her, huh?
The 21-year-old said she flushed pebbles at an airline employee's suggestion after running out of other options.
Oh, man. No one was willing to adopt a hamster, huh?
Well, she was scared. I was scared. It was horrifying trying to put her in the toilet. I was emotional. I was crying. I sat there for a good 10 minutes crying in the stall. A spokesman for Spirit acknowledged the airline mistakenly told the young lady that pebbles was allowed, but he denied that a Spirit employee recommended flushing her pet in an airport restroom. To be clear, at no point did any of our agents suggest
this was Spirit?
Yes, should flush or otherwise injure an animal. She's considering suing Spirit over the conflicting instructions. So she shared her tale with the newspaper after the story of an emotional support peacock was denied entrance onto a United Airlines flight. This wasn't a giant peacock that could pose a danger to other passengers. This was a tiny, cute, harmless hamster that could fit in the palm of her hand. I don't know. If you freak out over rats, you might freak out over a hamster.
But if you, I mean, if you have a therapy dog, can you bring that on the plane?
Well, it says, animals on flights have become controversial. Some say travelers are taking advantage of federal law to get household pets on planes. Several airlines have recently tightened restrictions on such animals. Now, I know that I've seen support dogs on planes before.
Yeah.
The U.S. Transportation Safety Administration has no problem with carry-on hamsters. Hamsters are welcome in our checkpoint. Their container would typically go through the x-ray while the owner would hold the hamster as the passenger walks through the metal detector so the creature is not subjected to radiation. It's up to airlines whether they allow hamsters on board. Most major carriers, such as American, Delta, and United, say no, citing safety concerns and health concerns.
Yeah, I don't care about hamsters. I just want to know if I, like, I'm close to where I could make my dog a support dog.
Yeah.
I bring her to work every day, and I know you won't mind, but can I bring her on an airplane?
Interesting.
I won't have any other animal.
So our reservation representative unfortunately did misinform the guest that a hamster was permitted to fly as an emotional support animal. When she showed up, the first agent checked her pet in with no problem. She was in a small cage that fit regulations for carry-on luggage. And, of course, it's Spirit. They're probably charging you out the butt for the for that. But after hectic discussions, she accepted a flight later that day after she'd been told she couldn't put the hamster in the cargo hold either. It was then she insists that an employee suggested letting Pebbles go free outside or flushing her down the toilet. And so she flushed the thing down. Okay, this story is weird in a lot of ways. I'm going to go with, yeah, they screwed up by telling her the thing could be on there. But this woman sounds pretty crazy. I mean, if you've got a support hamster, I get a lot of people need support animals. But a support hamster, and then you flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, how much you really need that thing if you're willing to flush it down the toilet?
Yeah, just to get on the plane.
Think about this, Fred. How much do you love your dog? Let's say the plane said your dog can fly. You get to the airport and they're like, we're not going to let your dog fly. Would you kill your dog and throw it in the trash can, or would you go home?
I think I'd probably go home.
That's what a normal human would do.
Yeah, she was flying from Baltimore to South Florida. If the hamster's that important to you, go rent a car. Drive down the coast. It's a little bit bad bleep.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Paul says, Jose has weak music, slow and miscues. This ain't Raheel and Dell. Come on, Jose, step your game up. He's in there talking. You see, Jong has earned the right to talk to people while he's in there all the time. Because that's what he did. And we don't like it when he does it either. But at least he rarely screws up by doing it. You're not even paying attention in there, are you?
Yeah, I am. The guy said, this isn't Raheel and Dell, which it isn't.
Yeah. Who thought it was Raheel and Dell?
He said something about this. I'm missing cues. This isn't Raheel and Dell, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
AJ wasn't listening.
Huh?
I give up.
Scott says, I wouldn't be bothered by the hamster. More concerned about the type of person that goes with a hamster over a support dog.
That's a good question. Well, that's a reasonable question.
It's a comfort animal. I mean, I guess you're supposed to feel comfortable with it, but whatever. I see the importance of like a support dog, I think, very important. A hamster?
It's disposable.
Well, if it's something you can flush down the toilet, wouldn't it be just as good to go and get, a teddy bear?
Yeah.
And just stroke that? I mean, you can't train the hamster to support you.
Nope.
It's not like when you cry, the hamster knows and licks the tears off your face.
Yeah, I'm going with that's a BS. She didn't really need that, a hamster.
Hmm. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. So, all right. Well, that's my non-sportsy stuff.
Yeah, you have any regrets about declining Juggalo Trey's offer to help you out?
Help me out with what?
Today?
No, I'm good.
You think you could you handled this all by yourself? You feel like
for my first time, yeah.
What grade would you give yourself today?
B minus.
A B minus.
Yeah.
Fred's the official grader around here. He does it at the end of every show.
Yeah. Well, and he still has a segment left.
Okay.
I have him at C minus right now.
Okay.
Barely above D plus. Okay. And that's with a segment left. And you know, I grade producers and co-hosts really easily.
I haven't been that bad.
You've been below average? C minus is below average. Are you one of those people that in school that they just gave you B's because you showed up for class? Is that what happened?
No. No, not
Do you actually
really.
Have to work for your grades?
Yeah, I overachieved more often than not.
Okay, well, you're not overachieving right now.
I'm trying.
So we need you to pick up your game, that's all. And I know it's your first time, but you know, most of the time when a stripper goes to the main stage for the first time, she's ready.
Yeah.
She usually gets a lot of dollars. That's all we're saying. Drunk Bevo, what kind of crazy person kills her pet to catch a flight? Reschedule the flight.
Yeah.
Well, she did reschedule one flight and they still wouldn't let her on. So, I mean, I think there were other options than flushing the damn thing. And now you're going to sue over that. Here's another thing. Don't fly Spirit.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Spirit won't let you take a water bottle on, much less a hamster. I bet they would have let her take the hamster on for like a $50 fee.
Oh, I'm sure.
She just wasn't trying to pay it.
Yeah. But that's so I'm going to kill my animal and then sue you because you suggested I kill my animal. I could tell you what my response would be if I really cared about the thing. Hey, bleep you.
Yeah.
Flush your ass down the toilet, woman.
I do feel good about something.
Yes.
Inside Carolina on Twitter just tweeted out, Roy Williams sticking with his small lineup for starters versus Duke. Barry, Williams, Johnson, Pinson, and May, which is exactly what I had hoped would happen.
Yes.
Because, like I said when we were talking to Brad, I don't see how UNC defends Duke at the rim tonight. So
okay.
That's bonus news that we've gotten. I'm excited about this.
As long as you're happy. That's all that's important.
I'm a happy man.
As long as you feel good about your decisions.
I feel good.
Okay.
Feel good.
All right. You'd probably feel good if you had to change careers.
No. What do we have here instead?
Oh.
Yeah, we got Sherry's Berries
here
instead.
Oh, we flipped those.
Yeah, okay. We flipped.
Damn, I thought I had that thing set up perfectly.
No.
But see, that's what happens when you screw up, and I screw up a lot when it comes to Valentine's Day, but not anymore.
No, Jose probably screws up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Jose, we got you covered because
Jose never knows what to get for his girlfriend. You know why?
He doesn't have a girlfriend?
Ding, 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 ding. Jose watches wrestling.
Well, let me tell you what, Jose, if you do get a girlfriend, and maybe she has a job, then because she's probably going to have to support you, especially in this business, the best thing you can do is get her their perfectly paired product. I sent these to my wife's office, and I looked like a hero. And everybody's like, wow, man, what a cool husband you have. And it's great because they don't know me. So they think that I'm a really cool husband because I sent this there. But, man, let me tell you, the flowers, the berries, they're fantastic. And she shared the berries with people in the office. They're like, wow, this is awesome. Send your Valentine a one-of-a-kind gift that will really impress. Perfectly paired is two gifts in one. Dipped strawberries and gorgeous flowers arrive together in a beautifully, specially designed box that will keep your berries cold and your flowers fresh, guaranteed. Save 20% on any perfectly paired combination or any other gift over $29 with my promo code Fred and AJ. Make sure you spell out A-N-D.
Yep, pick the delivery date. It's guaranteed. They always put customer satisfaction as priority one or your money back. Hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is already coming up next week. There's only one way to get 20% off gifts over $29. Visit berries.com today. Enter our code Fred and AJ at checkout. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ. This is a limited time offer, guys. Valentine's will be here before you know it. So don't wait to check out Perfectly Paired and think inside the box.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam.
And we're back on the Blitz. We're really going to have a better playlist tomorrow, dude.
Georgia State 24, ULL 20. 8:28 to go in the first half.
Yeah. Hockey not off to a good start. No score after one.
We're in trouble, Fred. Yeah.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
Time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Charlie Polillo tomorrow, AJ Hoffman tomorrow. If you're not on Sportsmap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsmapHOU. Also, wrestling content from your least favorite producer, Jose.
Hey, you know what made me feel better about being down by 4 points right now?
What's that?
Rice is beating Middle Tennessee by 4 points right now. Zero chance Rice wins that game. So it's
okay, so
it's too early to
panic.
So
it's a correlation thing.
It's too early to panic.
Yeah, I'm you know what? Even if I lose both of the bets I made tonight, I'm on a really good run here over the last
week.
Yeah,
I can lose 15 basketball games in a row and I'll be okay, but I just don't want to.
Yeah. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. I wish John was here to talk about the news that Joaquin Phoenix is in talks to play the Joker in Todd Phillips' untitled Joker origin movie, which I'm kind of excited they're doing a Joker origin movie, like a full movie dedicated to it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we don't get a miniature Joker origin movie in every Batman movie.
Right.
But it will be kind of cool to see him be the focus of the movie. Todd Phillips is on board to co-write and direct the movie. Phillips had met with Phoenix before the new year and was just waiting for the studio's go-ahead. But they said that he is the top choice, and after thinking it over, Phoenix has agreed to the role. Insiders stressed that Jared Leto is still on board as the character in the DC Universe, and that this Phoenix has no effect on what happens with Leto's character in future DC films. So basically they're saying this is totally separate. So if he dies in this movie, Jared Leto's guy didn't die.
Yeah.
Which is always confusing. The movie would fall under a yet-to-be-announced new banner of DC Comics, which would give the studio the opportunity to expand the canon of the characters with unique story angles that aren't included in its current cinematic universe.
That sounds like... honestly, it sounds like a disaster. You keep doing... You know, creating new versions of the same universe.
Yeah.
What the hell? What is this? We're
probably won't end well.
Yeah. This is just X-Men all over again.
Joaquin Phoenix had been considered for the Lex Luthor role in Batman versus Superman, but passed on that role, which ultimately went to Jesse Eisenberg. And he was also in talks for Doctor Strange, but passed on that as well. So he's had chances to do these superhero movies before, but hasn't. Nicole Eggert filed police report against Scott Baio. So now it's not just like she's talking about it. She's going to the cops. LAPD confirmed to ABC News they met Tuesday with Nicole Eggert and that they're looking into her allegations against Baio. Lisa Bloom, her attorney, said, "Today, Nicole Eggert and I met with two police detectives from the sexual assault unit at my law firm. Nicole answered all their questions, told her story of sexual abuse by Scott Baio when she was a minor. We appreciate the LAPD interest in the case, and we fully cooperate with their investigation." Baio's rep said in a statement that he actually welcomed Eggert's meeting with law enforcement officials. "We've been demanding since last year that Nicole Eggert bring her story to the authorities. It's good that she finally has, even if it's part of a publicity campaign. Perhaps she can explain to them her ever-changing story." So we'll see what happens. Scott Baio.
This will become a Law & Order SVU episode.
I cannot wait. And Netflix is kind of tight-lipped when it comes to viewing stats. They don't like to share what's been watched this much. I think it's because they don't, like, contract wise they don't want people to know,
right?
But they've made a list. They put out a list of the television show or the series that most people, when they first get Netflix, they get Netflix so they can binge watch some show,
right?
They made the list of the most binged shows for first time Netflix users.
Okay. Stranger Things has got to be one or two.
Stranger Things is number three.
Oh, really?
Number three on the list. You want to guess a little bit more?
I'm trying to think what's popular on Yeah, I don't, because I don't know what all is necessarily on Netflix and what is on Amazon.
All right, I'll go down the list. Number 20 was Homeland. 19, Making a Murderer, which I'm surprised. That was, everybody was talking about that, so I figured a bunch of people would have gone to check it out.
Yeah. But, yeah.
18, The Crown. 17, Gavin and Stacey. 16, Suits. 15, The Vampire Diaries. 14, Power. 13, Gossip Girl. 12, Dexter. 11, Sons of Anarchy. 10, Pretty Little Liars. 9, Peaky Blinders. 8, American Horror Story. 7, The Inbetweeners, which I've never even heard of. 6, House of Cards.
I would have guessed that would have been higher.
5, Narcos. 4, Prison Break, which is surprisingly high to me. 3, Stranger Things. Number 2, Orange is the New Black.
Ah, that makes sense.
And number 1, Breaking Bad.
See, but I always get that off of... I don't think of shows like Breaking Bad and Dexter.
You didn't have to watch it on Netflix.
Right.
Because you watched it when it was happening, but not everybody
but,
did.
But, I mean, you could still get it on AMC on demand. That's true. That's why I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, that's today's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to give Jose another chance tomorrow.
Mainly because, and Monday.
Monday. What? What?
Monday, too. All right. Well, we got two more shows to get him into shape, AJ.
Oh, no.
We need to get that C minus up.
What are you going to do, Fred? What can we do in this situation?
Didn't he tell us he overachieved, and then now he's saying that? And he's also the same guy who said people copied off him in class.
Yeah.
Are we getting some mixed signals here?
He was a smart kid.
Yeah. Have you never gotten a C minus in your life?
In high school when I just decided to slack off, but never in college.
Why'd you slack off today?
I didn't.
So this was your best effort?
No, but it was up there. I could do better. There's always room for improvement.
Let's try that tomorrow. All right.
All right.
Let's try your best effort tomorrow. Not like your pretty good effort. Like, let's go with your best.
Yeah, don't give us your Soccer Matters effort or your Heel and Dell effort. We need a blitz effort from you. You should be able to do this. All right. So that's going to wrap it up. Usually he starts playing the music 1 minute out. That's another thing that I'm going to have to drop into a D+ for that. Because he just said 1 minute and didn't start playing the music.
You're going to have to go home and tell your mom you got a D+ today.
Well, you got
She's going to be super disappointed.
2 days to get better. If he'd had Trey here to help
him. Who would have done better? Jose or Juggalo Trey?
Jose.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jose or Tyler? Tyler. Not close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's be honest. But those guys had to start somewhere. Tyler didn't start off that fast with us either.
That's true.
So, all right. That's going to wrap it up. I'll give him a C minus because I'm nice. A plus for Hoffman. I'm going to give myself a C. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Sports.